Welcome to the Pilot Podcast, episode 12.
Where we watch the pilot episodes of TV shows and answer your question, should I watch this?
I'm your host, BJ, along with my co-host, Meetu. And this week, we have a special guest host, Ariel.
Hey, guys. We watch shows in six categories: classic, popular, animated, teen, reality, and alternative slash obscure.
Today, we're kicking it 90s with the hit show that spawned your faves like Friends, Living Single.
Count us down, me too.
3, 2, 1, play.
So everyone, we just finished watching the first episode of Living Single, titled Judging by the Cover, that aired August 29th, 1993.
That's a great title name.
So Meetu, would you like to give everyone a summary of this first episode?
Yes. So basically we meet the four women, and the episode opens at Flavor, which is Queen Latifah or Khadijah's magazine. Sinclair or Kim Cole is her assistant and her cousin, and she just proves to be like a dope. And then the story continues with, and then we meet Regine, who's the third roommate. They all live together, and she's like really taken with this man who she's dating, who drinks champagne out of her shoe.
We never made it out of the limo. He ate caviar from my cleavage, and we drank champagne from my shoe.
Which I think we should talk about, like, in length, like, really in length. And then we meet Erica Alexander, who plays Maxine, when we get back to the townhouse, and she's this, like, awesome attorney, and she talks about how she basically is a divorce attorney and took everything from the man except for the lint in his pocket.
I got my client the house, the Winnebago, alimony, and 70% of all the assets he tried to conceal. I left that man with nothing but a lint ball and half a Tic Tac.
And then we meet the two guys who live in their building, Overton, who's the handyman, and what's T.C. Carson's name again?
Kyle.
And Kyle is in finance.
Okay.
Actually, the major arc was that Queen Latifah needed to find someone to do the cover of her magazine because Sinclair messed up like Maya Angelou, who's going to be the cover. And then Regine was dating a married man. So those are like the conflict.
Important details in your summary.
What? Yeah, that's true. I just shared my feeling.
Yep. Okay. So Ariel, let's start with you as our guest host. How about you tell us your general thoughts and feelings on this pilot episode?
It was a good pilot episode. I don't know when we're going to get to the ratings. It's probably at the end. But
yeah,
it was really nice seeing Black female friendship and lots of funny one-liners. But I think as we got into the episode, it definitely got a lot better. It was funny. I thought that the premise is good. The plot was good for this episode. I enjoyed it.
Me too. We know you love this show, but how about you summarize your overall feelings for the listeners?
I really love this show. I totally agree with Ariel. I think the acting was like not great in this pilot episode, but they get into it and become more natural, and they also develop the characters a bit more, so you just fall in love with them anyway. But I just love this show. I wanted to be every single one of the characters growing up. I wanted to like be a hopeless romantic like Regine and silly and a good actress like silly and theatrical like Sinclair, and I wanted to be ambitious like Khadijah, and I wanted to be an attorney like Maxine Shaw. Like, I actually seriously considered through high school and when I got to college what thought I was going to pursue a degree in law, largely because of Maxine Shaw. Like, I was obsessed with her.
That's inspirational.
I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. I bet she got a lot of black girls into to think about law.
Yeah, at least
because she just made it so cool. And then she became like a public defender.
Oh.
And yeah, it's cool. Like she just has a really cool arc. And you just see the her career. And an alderman. She becomes an alderman, I believe.
Oh.
Beege, what are your thoughts?
If
you have any negative thoughts about this show, don't say them.
Excuse me?
I'm serious.
As I was going to say, I liked it. Okay. I really liked the comedy. Why are you cringing?
I'm so nervous.
I'm so nervous that I really love you as a friend, BJ, and I love the show, and I'm very sensitive about it. Maybe we shouldn't do shows we love on this show.
Anyway, I wasn't going to say anything negative. I really like the comedy, and I actually appreciate how blatantly and full-on black the show is. Like,
We didn't even talk about that.
Like go.
Khadijah wears an HBCU shirt. Every single shirt she wears is from an HBCU.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
It's super duper black.
Mm-hmm. So,
like, unapologetically, unabashedly black.
Speaking of its blackness, at the time of running, this show was one of the top African American television shows, and it went on to have 5 seasons, 118 episodes. It had a huge impact on young black girls like me too. So Ariel, based off this pilot, would you have predicted the success of this show?
I think so. Given that this was a time of extreme blackness, I think that it's just predictable that black families, especially more like single black women, women like us would sit down every week to watch this show and see this. So I think so.
What about you, Me Too?
Yeah, it's super relatable. And it also came at a time in that wave of like relatable black families on TV. And I think it provided an interesting spin on the Family Matters, like the Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, all those different shows. It provided an interesting spin because you focus on just like ambitious women.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think it was speaking to its audience at the time, and that just helped it launch into a successful run. So now we want to get into like our favorite and maybe least favorite, if we dare mention them in front of Me Too, moments of the show.
Probably not. Let's just cut off the second part.
Let's focus on our favorite moments of this episode. Would you like to start, Ariel?
Sure. My favorite moment. Oh, because, you know, I've been lately feeling in a very loving mood, and I'm all about love. One of the show was when that's by Regine's new man, and they're talking about how fine he was and how accomplished he was, and he owns all these things, and old character, who I can't remember her name right now.
Sinclair.
After he leaves, Sinclair says, oh, he's nice, he's no Overton.
That was really cute.
Overton being who is a little, he's very sweet, but seems like he's a little slow too. So I thought that was a really sweet moment. That was my favorite moment.
That like she couldn't see past him. And it makes sense that that's your favorite moment because you're such a romantic.
I am. Favorite moments too?
No.
Uh-oh.
Fine.
I think this is just a broad, but the acting at the beginning.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah, it wasn't good throughout.
Yeah.
Especially the hammer scene.
Yeah.
When Kyle was like, seen The Room. The Room is like the best worst movie ever. And it's basically made by this like reclusive built like multimillionaire question mark named Tommy Wiseau or Wiseau or whatever. And he like financed, produced, wrote and starred in his own movie where he is like the protagonist who's disappointed by everyone in his life. And so basically he made this movie, it was panned, and so these two film students went to go see it and they brought their friends, and they basically started this like cult movement of people watching his show. And it's like Rocky Horror Picture Show the way you watch it. All this background just to say there's this one scene where he like walks into a flower shop and the dialogue is literally like,
hi,
can I help you?
Yeah, can I have a dozen red roses, please?
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you. Here you go.
That's me. How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
talk, done. Like, oh no, doggy done. And so the hammer scene especially reminded me of that acting of like, it's just a hammer. It's just a hammer. Like, it was like, because basically Overton like defends the fact that he always has his tools with him and Kyle calls him out for it. That's what the acting made me think of.
Interesting story.
So yeah, that's probably a least favorite. BJ, what's your best?
I only get to say my best moment of the show.
You can say your least favorite too, fine.
So my favorite moment, and I think you guys recognized it when we were watching, is when Regine was confronting her like boyfriend, she was dating, and then all her friends were in the kitchen listening behind the door after they already broke the news to her that he was married. Because I would do that. Definitely.
Yeah, you would. You would be that friend. And you even said that while you're watching. You were like, that's me.
It's like, me. That's me. I would.
Yeah.
I would.
You would give the devastating blow and then be like, let me see how this plays out.
My least favorite moment. I wasn't really feeling Kyle. And he barely had anything to do this episode, but
yeah,
he would be my least favorite character just because his brief appearance wasn't impressive or funny to me.
Yeah, I think Kyle, he grows. So I think he's not interesting in this first episode, and he's also not likable, but they develop him to a point where he is, you're supposed to not like him. Well, he's kind of lovable, but you know that he's a jerk and he's like wealthy and blah, blah, blah. And they develop his character to have like a love-hate thing against Max. And so they like have really sharp one-liners against each other. And that's like a big trope that they use throughout the rest of this show.
Okay. I can definitely see his character evolving into something you can appreciate more.
And then he and Regine become close too in a really sweet way. My favorite moment was at the very end of the episode, because it's one of my favorite lines of TV like ever, when Sinclair was like, what would we do without men? And then...
But did you ever stop to think about what the world would be like without men?
A bunch of fat, happy women and no crime.
Fat, happy women with no crime. And I was just like, that was incredible. Like, that's exactly what the world would be.
One thing we always ask, Arielle, we'll start with you. Do you think you would have come across this show again without this podcast?
Yes. I've been in a very 90s black mood.
Okay.
And I've been watching A Different World.
Good show.
That's a good one. This show was inspired by Cosby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Erica Alexander.
I personally would have come across this show again. Because I never watched it. So to revisit it, this really was my first time seeing it. So.
Really?
Wow.
What?
Not a full episode, at least.
I could do a marathon today if you want.
You've done yourself in, Aria.
I have to go see a Madea Halloween with my mom.
Oh, that was good. It was a fun movie. Beej, would you have watched Living Single?
I don't want to answer this in front of you.
Just say it. It's the final episode of the podcast. Just say it.
There's a low probability that I would have watched this without the podcast.
Why? Beej, it's so good.
Yes, it's funny. I enjoyed this episode.
Oh my goodness, you're appeasing me.
I've seen this show before, so it's not like this is brand new to me.
He's appeasing me like I'm an angry boar. And you're talking me down.
And I think it's more likely I would rewatch A Different World than
Living Single.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I've watched more episodes of A Different World. So I have like that personal connection to it and memories of watching it. Where Living Single, it's just something I've seen in passing, like flipping through the channels it would happen to be on.
It just so feels like a show that was made for black women that I just can't not watch. I on any given day, will be watching Golden Girls, Living Single, Martin, or Jeopardy.
Unpopular opinion, I don't like Martin.
You don't like Martin?
High five, Ariel. High five.
I don't think it's funny. It's not funny.
BJ, do you not like Martin?
I don't have any comments on Martin.
BJ? BJ, say.
Why are you getting mad at me? Ariel started this.
Charles came out of my room so mad. You should be incensed. Everything is on fire. Everything is on fire.
I feel
neither
fine.
Of you likes Martin.
I never said those words.
I don't think it's funny.
It's so good. It's such a good. Okay. Oh, we should do Atlanta. You know who did review Atlanta? The A-League.
Oh, I love that podcast.
Yeah, I've listened to a few episodes. They're really good.
In any case, one of the people on it, I went to school with him.
No
way. I went
to
middle school with him.
Small
and maybe
world.
we can contact them and do like a crossover to review the pilot again. Because they just talked about Atlanta generally, because the A-League is a play on like the Atlanta League. And they talked about how Atlanta the show is, which I would love to open back up. But we could talk about the pilot with them.
Yeah, I bet our listeners would love a collaboration with them.
Oh, fun fact. Okay, I have several. First, Regine, the character who played Regine has locks, but the locks would not match the her character on the show. So she wore wigs in order to she had to wear a wig on the show, but then it became a gag on the show that she would always wear different wigs. So for example, she would wear like a fancy wig and then they'd be like, oh, we're going to the gym, girl. And she'd go back upstairs and then put on like a ponytail wig. So it was like, it became a gag. So something that they had to fix ended up becoming like a really funny thing on the show, a recurring theme. Another fun fact is that they tried to get all the women to lose weight, but Queen Latifah was like, nah, that's not representative of Black women's bodies. Like we're variant or whatever, like any woman's body. And so they're like, okay, you don't have to lose weight, but she really stuck up for her castmates. And so none of them had to like be subject to just like network body requirements. A final fun fact is that Living Single inspired Friends. So the NBC head watched Living Single and then Queen Latifah like asserts this to this day that like some heads at NBC or something were like loved Living Single and then wanted to make a white version of it because that would just like sell better. And so they made Friends. So Friends is Living Single. It is came as a result of it. Because they saw how successful this like no budget Black show was. And so they were like, if we just put like attractive white people on here with like an NBC budget, we're about to be gazillionaires. And then everyone was a gazillionaire after.
So now it's time for us to give our final rating of the pilot of Living Single.
Oh, so, actually, can I talk about one more theme on the show?
Yes.
Please. They have so many good, I wrote a bunch down, but they have so many good one-liners about men. Like Maxine talked about men, and she was like, when God made men, she should have known that dogs would be redundant.
You think after God created dogs, she'd know creating men was redundant.
And then when Maxine said, men are speed bumps to success, and then Regine said, men are like cheap pantyhose. They run on you.
The bottom line is men are nothing but speed bumps on the road to happiness.
No. I think they're more like cheap pantyhose. At the worst possible moment, they run on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was just like, they have so many good one-liners about like men, and not in like a man bashing way, but just in a way that like girlfriends would speak to each other.
Anyway. A final rating. So you're on the Pilot Podcast. We have our own rating system, which includes would watch again seriously, would watch again casually, would watch while doing laundry, would watch with wine, and would not watch. So Ariel, as our guest host, we're going to let you be the first to rate the pilot. What do you give Living Single?
I feel so special that you guys gave me this honor. I'm going to say would watch again casually. I say casually, yeah, I don't feel like I really watch it or really like go and watch it now, right after, watch another episode.
Yeah.
But I'll, you know, when the mood for Black female joy strikes me, I will certainly watch it and catch it when it's on TV.
Awesome. Me too.
I would watch again casually as well. Because I don't think it's a show. I think of Would Watch Again seriously as like you watch them in order and you like make your way through the show like you do, like you said, like binge watching through the show or even just watching it sequentially. Mm-hmm. I don't think, because it's like a multi-cam sitcom, I don't think you need to, like, there's nothing serious about it that you need to keep track of from episode to episode. Mm-hmm. But I would watch it casually. My okay. heart for all the characters. Beach. BJ. BJ.
I would watch while doing laundry.
It okay.
be on, and I am in the room. I'm aware that it's there, and I'm folding my laundry. Me too. It's time for your favorite segment, Jeopardy Fact of the Week.
Cool. I have two that I've memorized. Are you ready for the first?
Yeah. You ready, Ariel?
I'm ready.
Okay. On her passing in 1913, Booker T. Washington called her heroic, not unlike some of the heroic figures in the Bible.
Who is Harriet Tubman?
Nice. That is, yep, you got it.
Yay.
These two title characters who have the same pair of initials both die by stabbing. Which two people with the same initials died by stabbing? Okay, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Who are Julius Caesar and Juliet Capulet?
Hey, me too. How about you give everyone a preview of next week's episode?
Great. Well, in keeping theme, kind of unintentionally because we made the calendar a while ago, but in keeping theme with Black Girl Friendships, we're going to watch Insecure, which is the incredible new show from Issa Rae. I've seen it, but I don't think you have, Beach, so I'm excited to watch with you. And it's just, I'm excited to watch. It's just, it's such a cool look at how young Black women are navigating the world today. And yeah.
You know what my favorite Black girl friendship is?
What?
Ow. There are several ways for you to keep up with our podcast. You can visit our website at thepilotpodcast.com. You can follow and like us on SoundCloud and subscribe to and review us on iTunes. And remember, if you leave a review or comment, we'll read it on our next episode.
You can also email us at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com with your feedback, questions, fun facts about the shows, thoughts on Martin, how it's like one of the greatest shows, thoughts on Living Single, which Living Single character is your favorite, which Martin character is your favorite, and how you don't trust people who don't like Martin. We're also on Twitter at thepilotpod, the page at thepilotpodcast.
Ariel, would you like to give any contact information for our listeners so they can keep up with you?
Want to get a Twitter handle or anything?
If you are a public defender and your office
hiring,
please email me at ariels@unc.edu, ariels@unc.edu. I've got clinic experience, summer experience in a PD's office, externship experience with a federal public defender.
Yeah, give you're the girl. Call. Yeah.
Or an email, rather, since I just provided my email address.
Yeah, she's provided her email address.
And you're on LinkedIn, so they can find you, right?
Oh, yes, I am on LinkedIn. Ariel Smallwood, ARIELSMALLWOOD.
281-330-8004.
Can't risk any misspellings. So that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thanks.
My homegirl standing to my left and my right cheek. So we said like blue.
Like they used every color they could.
Yeah. I hate when people say stuff like that.
Ariel says stuff like that.
I know. It's infuriating. Tia does that all the time and it infuriates me.
I'm sorry, what's infuriating?
All the like, maybe your moon is in your butt and that's why. It like
first of
why
all,
you're feeling weird.
A Taurus moon and an Aries rising winning clash like that. So,
calling out those script writers.
Yeah,
this show is very Black.
Yeah, it is.
Flavor Magazine, Maya Angelou,
yeah,
Brooklyn, the 90s.
Yeah.
Who talks like that?
This acting is. Questionable at best.
It gets better. Could you imagine just making out with someone like while your friends are like standing right behind you?
Yeah.
No. Is she hitting on Regine's man?
Right?
She's Queen Latifah, so it's like... Those are not good friends.
That's me.
Yeah, that is you. Also, the fact that Max, like, stormed into their bathroom as three grown women are getting ready together.
Yeah, all the way from the front door to their bathroom.
The fact that three grown women are sharing a bathroom.
Yeah.
That's pretty spacious. Look at all that floor space. Wasted.
I could take a bath while you brushed your teeth, and it's like we wouldn't even notice each other.
Like cabinets on the side?
There's like filing cabinets on either side of the tub.
They literally have a dance floor in the middle of the bathroom. She's wearing heel bedroom slippers. Yeah, I love those.
Oh, girl, you picked up the toilet brush?
The toilet cleaner.
That is what you decided
to do. That's waving around poo-poo.
No.